and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. All of us want friends in our lives, and most importantly, we want good friends. You know, those friends that are not only fun to be around, but make you feel uplifted and are always there for you. The kind of friend that listens to you when you need to vent and is honest with you, even if it's not what you want to hear all the time, and has your back always. Isn't this the ideal friend that we would want? Well, just like we would want that in a friend, wouldn't you want to be that for someone else? Wouldn't you want someone to think of you in that same exact way? After Christ's death and resurrection, he appeared to several people on different occasions. And during one of those particular occasions, he appeared to two men who were on their way to a city called Emmaus. He walked with them and spent the day with them. He even ate with them. But during this time, they didn't recognize him. And when their eyes were finally opened and they realized that it was the Savior, the scriptures say, "And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures?" Perhaps during this time, the two men couldn't recognize who Christ was, but they could recognize the good in him. They could feel their hearts burn when he spoke, and they could feel uplifted just being with him. And that got me thinking how we should help those around us feel the same way. When you're a good friend, you make those around you feel good, and you help them feel loved. Being a good friend can go such a long way, and it can impact the lives of others in a way you never thought imaginable. In one of the articles for youth on LDS.org, David Morales shares his story of when he first began investigating the church. And he says he started attending church on Sundays, but later stopped because he felt excluded from other youth. But he says sometime later, one of those youth reached out to him and invited him to a church activity. And he decided to go because he enjoyed the activities they had, like sports and games and whatnot. And he continued going and soon developed friendships with several of the youth and realized he even went to school with some of them. He felt comfortable and at home with them, and he realized that they had a lot of the same standards that he did. How sad would it have been if no one ever reached out to David, if no one even realized that he'd stopped coming to church? And all it took was one person to extend a friendly hand and invite him to be their friend. And he was able to find a whole group of new friends. All it takes is one person to make a difference. If you've ever felt left out or like you didn't fit in, then you know how awful it can feel. So make sure to reach out to those in your community, at work, or at church that might also be feeling the same way. If there's one thing that I've learned about being a friend, it's that we shouldn't wait for others to reach out to us or to ask us to be their friend. We should introduce ourselves to others and reach out. And sure, it might be a bit uncomfortable at first, but you know, you never know what can come from that effort. I first moved to Utah in 9th grade, and honestly, I felt like my world was ending because I was just starting high school, I was a bratty teenager, and I didn't want to be the new girl in school. I had grown up my whole entire life with the same people, the same schools, and the same friends. And now all of a sudden, I was leaving all of that behind, and it was a very hard time for me. And school started, and for the first couple of months, I felt completely alone. And I dreaded having to sit at lunch because I had no one else to sit with. But one day, this curly-haired kid reached out to me in class and asked if I wanted to sit with him at lunch. And later, he introduced me to his group of friends. And that's where I met some of my best friends. And many of them are still my best friends today. And my friend Joe, the curly-haired kid who first reached out, he and I are still best friends to this day as well. I'm so grateful that he took the time to be my friend and invite me to sit with them, and I'm so grateful that I accepted, and because of that, had some great friends all throughout high school. That one moment made all the difference in the world of a 14-year-old girl who felt alone and friendless. Now that I'm an adult, most of my friends are married and have children, we've all created our own lives, but even if we don't see each other all of the time or talk to one another as often, when we do, it's like our friendship is still the same and nothing has changed. We're all still there for each other no matter what happens, and we don't judge, but we just try to help one another. And that's what good friends do. They're always there. They're kind. They guide each other through times of need, and they listen. They're also not scared of being honest and truthful, even if it's difficult to hear. Good friends are loyal and forgiving, but also know to apologize and ask for forgiveness. So how can you be a good friend? Can you think of someone that could use a friend right now in their life? Reach out to them and let them know you're there for them. Sometimes it's difficult as an adult, I think, to make new friends because we tend to be more self-conscious or fearful, but don't be. Sit with that sister at church who sits alone every Sunday, or visit that neighbor that's sick. Reach out to that new coworker and help them feel welcomed. Lastly, I wanted to leave you this quote from Marvin J. Ashton. He says, "A true friend is one who is willing to take us the way we are, but is still able to leave us better than he found us." And I believe that is what the Savior does with us, and that is what we should do with others. I hope you enjoyed our show today, and feel free to share this with a friend. Make sure to listen every Monday through Friday for a daily dose of inspiration, and check out our other videos on MormonChannel.org as well.